One, two, three.
There's a church at the end of two old gravel roads where my family would gather to pray. Our spiritual home for a century and more that beckons to those far away. But the
close to church now this weekend for a brand new church in the town.
Seems the congregation has grown so dear, old great granddaddy would be proud. With a steeple so tall, you can see it for miles around. And a plot in the back where our ancestors rest till they're called from the God's cradle ground.
But they'll close the old church now this weekend for a brand new church in the town.
But today, my mother's grandfather helped build, the center of hope for a new prairie town that faith in our Lord has filled.
Close the old church now this weekend for a brand new church in the town.
And there the tradition continues in the brand new church in the town.
Evermore
a song written by our bass player, Mark Anderson. Hey, what'd you think of the mandolin playing on that song? Isn't there some fine mandolin picking on that? That's some cross picking on that mandolin. That was a technique that Jesse McReynolds from Jim and Jesse kind of was known to have developed. And Matt, our mandolin player, is a big fan of all that traditional bluegrass, especially Jim and Jesse. And we've had a chance to play some shows with Jesse McReynolds throughout the years and before his passing. And one time Matt was talking to him and he said, you know, Mr. McReynolds, I just love your pick and I love that cross pick and I try to throw some of that in our every show. And he said, good, because it's hard. Well, this guy makes it look all so easy. He loves that traditional bluegrass. When he was a kid, he'd go down to Bean Blossom, Indiana every summer. And he had a chance to meet a lot of the first generation bluegrass stars like Jim and Jesse and the Osborne Brothers and, of course, Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley, and did some picking with Bill Monroe. But he brought all that back to Minnesota, started out playing in a band called Bluegrass Connection, as well as River Basin Bluegrass. And then almost 25 years ago now, he was one of the founding members of Monroe Crossing. And let's see, he's been picking that bluegrass music for you now for 40 years, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years. And it just would not be Monroe Crossing without him, because he came up with the name Monroe Crossing. Yes. Hey, he's from Mankato, Minnesota, and he is an amazingly talented bluegrass musician and one of the finest MCs in the business. Put your hands together for Mr. Matt Thompson.
Well, thank you, Derek. I don't know if he mentioned we're going to do a Jim and Jesse song. Actually, the song was recorded first by George Jones on kind of a bluegrass album that he put out early in his career. But I got to tell you the story about Jim and Jesse. I'm a big fan of Jim and Jesse, and I was at their record table. This is back in the days when they had records. And this woman was there, and she says, "I am the world's biggest Jim and Jesse fan." And then she turned to one of them and goes, "Are you Jim and Jim or Jesse?" And I said, "No, you are not."
But the biggest fan.
Not the biggest fan,
they
no.
They definitely weren't twins.
Anyways, this is one called Please Be My Love.